Greetings and welcome our beloved viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. Starting November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach hundreds of millions of additional households on 10 additional satellite platforms in Australia and New Zealand on Optus B3/D2, Africa on Intelsat 10 Q-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, Asia on ABS AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S, and Intelsat 10 C-band, North America on Galaxy 25, South America on Hispasat Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa on Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
Today in history, November 6, 1860, is the birth date of the famed Polish musician Ignacy Jan Paderewski. His brilliant piano playing, in particular his interpretations of Chopin, gained him worldwide popularity. Mr. Paderewski was also a composer and statesman, becoming the first prime minister of an autonomous Poland in 1919. Mr. Paderewski gave generously of his finances to help Poland, musicians in need, and Jewish refugees. Today, we remember Ignacy Jan Paderewski, who brought joy to so many with his heavenly musical performances. In addition, he helped many with his humanitarian donations. May his artistic genius and loving heart be an inspiration to the world.
In just 10 days, Supreme Master Television will go global by 10 additional satellite platforms. Throughout the week, we will hear from dignitaries, celebrities, and citizens around the world about this exciting event and their thoughts on the important role of positive media. Today, we're going to hear from Patrick Rafter.
Patrick Michael Rafter is a former world number one tennis player. He won consecutive championships for the men's singles at the U.S. Open in 1997 and 1998. Pat donated half of his prize money from those awards to the Starlight Children's Foundation. His generous contribution was used to construct Queensland's first Starlight Express room at the Mater Hospital. He retired from the professional tour at the end of 2002, having won a total of 11 singles titles and 10 double titles.
In 1999, Patrick Rafter donated his earnings from the Australian Open to Cherish the Children Foundation, a charity organization that he had founded the same year to help children in need. In 2002, the Australian government awarded Pat the title Australian of the Year, honoring him as a leading and model citizen who helps to create a better Australia and is an inspiration to all.
Pat Rafter was inducted to the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 2006. He returns to the courts annually to play world team tennis for the Philadelphia Freedoms. Pat was featured in People magazine as one of the most full people. Pat is married to Laura Feltham, and together they have a family of two beautiful children, 5-year-old Joshua and 2-year-old India. Pat speaks to us from Queensland, Australia.
Patrick, welcome to Supreme Master Television. What kind of positive trends do you see happening in the world? Oh, the positive trends. Well, you hear a lot of really good stuff. We have more and more positive stuff coming out. People seem to understand the whole philosophy of now of meditation and respecting one another and understand that thoughts create actions. And it seems to, the more people I talk to, they seem to have a better understanding of and how it all works, including myself. And just trying to be more mindful of putting out positive thoughts and making the world a better place.
What role do you think the media is playing in influencing the public?
It would be lovely to see the whole thing change and the media start taking on a very positive attitude and making a more loving society we live in. The media, as we know, is very, very powerful, and it's up to them to really help change society also. We can do so much, but the media can really change our immediate actions amongst all of us. And if we can have more positive media, we can see a more positive place.
Pat, the Supreme Master Television is a positive TV channel, and pretty soon on November the 16th, we'll be launching on the Optus B3 D2 satellite in Australia and New Zealand.
I'd like to congratulate Supreme Master Television on putting together such a great initiative and making it a worldwide phenomenon, because it's positive media and we're using the media to create very positive thoughts, and so we're very excited about that. I'm really looking forward to the Supreme Master Television on the Optus network B3 D2. It should be a great program, and it's going to spread a lot of positivity around the world.
Thank you, Pat, for your good wishes. And thank you for all the great humanitarian work that you've done on behalf of the children through Cherish the Children Foundation and your other noble endeavors. May God bless you and your beautiful family with health, peace, and happiness.
In today's news, Roma people are welcome back to their homes in Kosovo. In environmental news, Jetstar Airlines offers a voluntary carbon offset program. In travel news, Africa's first inter-border park is inaugurated. In solar news, Formosa or Taiwan expects to greatly increase its solar expenditure by 2009. In humanitarian news, David Koch donates $100 million for cancer research. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Lion News. Saudi Arabia providing help for flood victims in Pakistan. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia contributed $400,000 in supplies for relief assistance to flood victims in Balochistan, Pakistan. This is the second such consignment of supplies from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Ambassador to Pakistan Ali Awad Asiri said, "We have a genuine relationship of brotherhood that continues to grow with the passage of time. Thank you and Allah bless Saudi Arabia for your kind-hearted actions. May the Pakistani people be blessed with a speedy recovery of the comfort of their normal lives."
Fly-in news. Sarkozy and Merkel to meet with Bush. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are visiting America to speak with U.S. President George W. Bush in separate meetings this week. Expected topics of discussion include Iran's nuclear program, the future of Kosovo, and a proposed U.S. missile shield in Europe. Thank you, Your Excellencies, for sharing your thoughts on the best way towards a bright and peaceful tomorrow. May heaven bless the discussions with a positive outcome, leading to greater harmony and prosperity for all the world's people.
Lion News. Survey reveals people are willing to change to prevent global warming. In a BBC poll of 22,000 people throughout 21 different countries, 4 out of 5 people said that they would be ready to make big changes to help address climate change. Many said they would be willing to pay more taxes if the money would be used to find cleaner energy sources and increase energy efficiency. A big thanks to people around the world for your wise spirit to preserve our precious planet and her inhabitants. With such commitment and care, our Earth is surely blessed to thrive in beauty, peace, and love.
Fly-in News. Prince Charles to meet Commonwealth leaders in Uganda. At a summit to be held in Uganda later this month by Commonwealth leaders of former British colonies, Prince Charles will, for the first time, accompany Queen Elizabeth II to the meeting. The leaders will have the opportunity to choose His Royal Highness as the formal head of the Commonwealth after he becomes king. "We wish you the best, Your Royal Highness and Your Majesty, for your upcoming meeting. May God bless all Commonwealth nations with lasting friendship, prosperity, and peace."
Lion News. Olak, or Vietnam, invests in nature conservation. The central province of Thanh Hoa, Olak, has allocated $120,000 to protect endangered animals and plants in state nature reserves through the year 2010. Conservation efforts will focus on the gaur, or the Southeast Asian wild ox, and a species of white-rumped langur. Two rare plants, the pomu and the samu, will also be protected by the initiative. Thank you and heaven bless Olak for preserving your uniquely rich biological heritage. May these rare animals and plants continue to thrive and bring us joy.
Lion News. Malta's Labour Party promises support for organizations involved in protecting and caring for animals. This promise was made by Dr. Alfred Sant after visiting the Noah's Ark Animal Sanctuary in Maliha on Friday morning. Dr. Sant said he believes that the time has come for organizations that care for animals to be supported by the government. He proposed allocating government employees to work at animal shelters and sanctuaries, as well as greater financial support from the state. "Thank you and God bless Dr. Alfred Sant for supporting the people who care for our animal friends. May the people and animals of Malta live harmoniously together for all time." Lion News. India rejoices on Guru Nanak Dev's birthday. On November 5th, people across India celebrated the 537th birth anniversary of spiritual teacher and founder of Sikhism, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Thousands of Sikhs, as well as other religious pilgrims, came from different parts of the world to celebrate the occasion in Amritsar city and pay respects at the Sikhs' holiest shrine, the Golden Temple. "Our best wishes for a joyous celebration of the gracious and compassionate Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji's birth. May the Most High bless the world with the beauty of His wise and virtuous teachings."
Lion News. Green buses hit Manila streets. A new fleet of green buses powered by compressed natural gas started their routes in Manila, Philippines in October. The combustion of compressed natural gas results in zero toxic gas emissions and is also extracted from gas fields in the Philippines. There will be 185 green buses on the roads by the end of the year. The new vehicles are part of a campaign to improve air quality in the Philippines' capital city. Congratulations, Manila, on your new green buses powered by compressed natural gas. May your citizens enjoy the improved air quality.
Fly-in News. New laser technology promises to revolutionize disinfection. The laser consists of tightly focused pulses of infrared light that can eliminate viruses and bacteria without harm to living cells. Researchers from Arizona State University in the United States developed the new device. They call the process Impulsive Stimulated Raman Scattering, or ISRS. Professor K.T. Zen from Arizona State University said the research so far suggests that ISRS will be ready for use in disinfection and could provide treatments against some of the worst, often drug-resistant, bacterial and viral pathogens. Congratulations, Arizona State University physicists, on this amazing new technology. May God continue to bless our world with medical advancements that are helpful to humankind.
Lion News. Olak sees or Vietnamese man rescues Malayan sun bear. Huang Chunglap from Guangbin Province in Aulak spent hundreds of dollars to buy a Malayan sun bear from outlaw poachers in order to save its life. After nursing it to health, he gave the bear to wildlife rescue authorities who plan to release it into the wild. Thank you and heaven bless Huang Chunglap for your compassionate heart. May your loving efforts inspire others to protect and bring happiness and joy to our animal co-inhabitants.
In world news, a return to the Roma Mahala project is underway to help the Roma people return to their homes in Mitrovica, northern Kosovo. This is being coordinated by the United Nations Peacekeeping Mission to the Serbian province, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and other organizations. The goal of the project is to support the returning people so that they can continue to live harmoniously, productively, and with dignity. Thank you, and God bless all organizations participating in this humanitarian endeavor. Heaven bless the Roma people to have lives full of joy and abundance. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a park in Africa spans three countries. We'll be under a tree shade for a while. Be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Rufy, the dog. Did you know that many of the oils commonly found in our kitchen work very well as a polish for our furniture? You can put a small amount of vegetable oil on a clean cloth and wipe it into your furniture, just as you would with a regular furniture polish. This simple and environmentally friendly way of polishing is all your furniture needs to protect it and keep it looking its best, now and for years to come. Thank you for watching. And now for the weather from around the world.
In environmental news, Australian Airlines' voluntary carbon offset program is a success. During Jetstar Airlines' first week of its voluntary carbon offset program, 10% of their customers booking flights online agreed to participate in the program. By taking part in this program, the passenger contributes towards one of the approved greenhouse-friendly abatement projects in Australia. This compensates for the emissions associated with the flight. Thank you, Jetstar, for offering this ecologically friendly program. God bless all those who take positive actions to preserve the environment.
In travel news, visitors can travel more freely in southern Africa. A new border crossing has been opened between South Africa, Botswana, and Namibia. Named the Mata Mata Tourist Access Facility, It allows visitors to move freely within the 3.6 million hectare Galagadi Transfrontier Park. The park management stated, Mata Mata will enable tourists to travel between the three countries by shorter routes and through efficient and convenient access border control facilities. Many thanks, and God bless the three countries for joining together in creating such a large and beautiful park for people to enjoy. Ahead on Noteworthy News, nanotechnology to be used to find a cure for cancer. We're just going to surf the net for the latest vegetarian pet foods. We'll be right back, so please keep your dog tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Greetings, everyone. In the past year, Supreme Master Television has been honored to bring you a variety of uplifting news and inspirational programs from around the world. And it is with gratitude that we're announcing this exciting news. On November 16th, our 24-hour positive TV channel will start broadcasting from 10 additional satellite platforms worldwide. Hundreds of millions of households all over the globe will soon be able to easily access Supreme Master Television. Let's find out more about this amazing turn of events from our international host.
Bonjour everyone, I'm Olivier. Europeans were fortunate that Supreme Master Television premiered in our continent last year. From the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Ireland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Austria, Hungary, Switzerland, to Italy, Spain, Portugal, Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Greece, and Slovenia, in more than 40 countries in Europe, viewers have been tuning in to Supreme Master Television via Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. The public's response has been spectacular. We wish to congratulate viewers in other parts of the world for having access to Supreme Master Television with additional satellites. Can you tell us about the Middle East, Sonia?
Yes. In the Middle East, Supreme Master Television is accessible and very popular in our region, from Iran to Iraq, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel, Palestine, and others. We really love to hear about peace news and the insights from Words of Wisdom. And starting on November 16th, viewers in the Middle East will have further access via an additional satellite, and that's Eurobird 2. We are so glad about that. It also reaches Northern Africa, right, Charles?
Yes, Sonia, that's right. And it's not only in Northern Africa, but the whole African continent will be blessed with another satellite, and that's Intelsat 10KU band. And that's not all. There's more. We'll also have Intelsat 10C band that reaches from Africa all the way to Asia. So between Eurobird 2, Intelsat 10KU band, and C band, more than 50 countries in Africa will be able to watch Supreme Master Television by satellite for the very first time. We're talking anywhere from Egypt, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Togo, Sudan, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Ivory Coast, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sierra Leone, Benin, and so on. It's such a blessing to be showered with news of peace and prosperity every day. We're really delighted about it. How about in Asia, Vivian?
Yes. Ni hao. Hello, everyone. I'm Vivian. This is such a momentous event. Truly once in a lifetime. Besides the Intelsat 10C band that reaches Asia, we will have three additional satellites for Asia. On November the 16th, the entire continent of Asia will be able to watch Supreme Master Television by satellite for the first time. From Afghanistan, Russia, Tibet, Mongolia to India, China, Korea, the Philippines, Bangladesh, Thailand, Vietnam, Japan, Formosa, Singapore, over 2 billion people in more than 50 countries in Asia will be able to watch Supreme Master Television on 4 satellites. Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. We are absolutely thrilled about this fabulous news.
I'm Michael, and in Australia and New Zealand, likewise, we certainly will be celebrating the launch of Supreme Master Television on the Office B3 B2 satellite. We look forward to more noteworthy news, positive news for a better world, and many fantastic shows from diverse cultures, such as Enlightening Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Patrick. In North America, we're happy that the award-winning show, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, is returning to the United States, where it was first broadcast. And now, Canada and Mexico, our wonderful neighbors, will also be able to watch via satellite. On November 16th, we all will be tuning in to Supreme Master Television via Galaxy 25. It's a dream come true for all of us. Irune, how is it in South America?
Hola, I'm Irune. In Central and South America and the West Indies, from Argentina to Brazil to Costa Rica and Cuba, in more than 30 countries, we look forward to watching Supreme Master Television on Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Besides the shows that you already mentioned, the vegetarian cooking and animal world programs are also very popular with audiences. We are just very happy about this news. Now, back to you, Steve.
Thank you, Supreme Master Television International host, for giving us an update about your regions of the world. Esteemed viewers, please join us on November 16th, our launch date on 10 additional satellite platforms, bringing total worldwide coverage to Africa, the Americas, Asia, Australia, as well as Europe and the Middle East. That's Australia, New Zealand via Optus B3/D2. Africa via Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Asia via Intelsat 10 C band. ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America via Galaxy 25. Central and South America via Hispasat and Intelsat 907. And the Middle East via Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online at www.suprememastertv.com. Enjoy the shows from Los Angeles, California, USA. We thank you for your loving support. We wish you and your nations peace and happiness. I'm Steve Henderson. Namaste. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In solar news, Formosa or Taiwan projects sevenfold increase in photovoltaic output by 2009. Formosa's annual output of solar energy is expected to reach 50 billion NT by 2009, which is a tremendous increase from 7 billion NT in 2005. Minister of Economic Affairs Steve R.L. Chen made the announcement at the opening ceremony for the 2007 Taiwan International Photovoltaic Forum and Exhibition. Congratulations to Formosa for its rapid progress in the development of solar energy. A big thanks to all who are harnessing the sun's rays as a way to protect our precious planet.
In humanitarian news, David Koch donates $100 million for cancer research. David Hamilton Koch, co-owner and vice president of Koch Industries, has donated $100 million to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, for cancer research. Mr. Koch, an alum of MIT, has pledged the funds to go towards the new David H. Koch Institute for Integrative Cancer Research. The emerging field of nanotechnology, which deals with matter at the atomic and molecular level, will be integrated into the scientist approach. Thank you, and God bless you, Mr. Koch, for your thoughtful generosity. May heaven bless the scientists in their efforts to serve others. Please join us now for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Today's joke is entitled Parking Compliments.
The wife said to the husband, "You know, somebody actually complimented me on my driving today." The husband said, "How?" She said, "Somebody left a note on the window screen. It said, parking fine."
And now for our viewers' hotline. This hotline came from Juan Vasquez, who asked,
"Hello, could you inform me about this television system? Sincerely, Juan Vasquez."
Hello, Juan. Thank you for your heartline. Our broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Starting on November 16th, Supreme Master Television will be available globally via 12 satellite platforms. For technical information about Supreme Master Television, please log on to www.suprememastertv.com. May you have beautiful days filled with the grace of God.
Do you have a heartline? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the positive and uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please share them with us, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Thank you, beloved viewers, for accompanying us today on Noteworthy News. May God's love be with you.